You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. It is Monday, April 5th in the year 2021, and guys, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the spring game, which many of us have been looking forward to watching, and there are some news about three players that came out over the weekend that was very, very important. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment two, we'll talk about a couple possible position changes and if they're good or bad for these two players. Segment three, we have had our first black stripe taken off in the 2021 calendar year. We begin today's show talking about some possible position changes for a couple players, G. Scott Jr. and DeMario McCall. You guys will probably remember during the season, maybe after the season, talking about McCall and what I think will happen with him and his college playing career. Will he stay at Ohio State? Will he end up transferring out somewhere? Him going to a different position, that never crossed my mind. But here we are, him and G. Scott Jr., sometime within the past couple months, went to the coaching staff and said, is it possible, or I'm thinking about changing positions, and here's where I think the best fit for me and this team currently is. G. Scott Jr. going from wide receiver, possibly going from wide receiver to tight end, and DeMario McCall going from wide receiver or slot receiver to cornerback. I remember, a little story time for you guys today to start the show off. I remember I was in high school, I believe it was my junior or senior year, one of the two. Offensive lineman, sophomore year, I broke my hand, so I was the center, 7th grade, 8th grade, and freshman year. And then sophomore year, broke my hand, so I couldn't play center, right-handed, broke my right hand, couldn't snap the ball, so your boy had to change positions. Went to right guard or left guard interchangeably, but due to me having an injured hand, the coach ended up putting somebody else in my spot, and he said he was being very, very cautious, very basically making sure and helping me recover from the broken hand that I had. Well, what ended up happening was, go to junior year, I forget if it was junior or senior, but somewhere along the way, I said, Coach, can I change positions? I want to play, and I have realized that I have been put in the second spot in the depth chart instead of the first spot on the depth chart, and I think that right now it's best for me, because I want to play on the field, to change positions. So I went from an offensive lineman to a defensive lineman. Never in my life, ever have played D-line ever in my life. I didn't start playing football until I was in 7th grade. Because I missed soccer signups in the fall year, right before 7th grade year started, they were in the middle of two days in middle school. They were in the middle of training camp, basically, training camp in middle school. You guys get the idea. So I said, Coach, can I change positions in high school? He said, sure. Only one spot for me to go. I'm not fast. I wasn't fast enough or quick enough. Didn't have long enough arms. Or I wasn't even tall enough to be a DN. So D tackle it was. So I understand what these young men are going through and the thought process, because all they want to do is get on the field. G. Scott Jr. goes into the wide receiver room and he's like, man, my goodness, there's so much talent. From the older to the guys that are my age to the newcomers, there's so much talent. DeMario McCall realizes, something just hasn't clicked. I don't know what. He's talented, he's fast. You would think possibly a returner at the 5'9", 195-pound frame that he has. No, hasn't happened. So I'm not sure what, either mentally, I don't think it's physical. I don't know what it is as far as why he has not been a successful or even been able to attempt to be successful there. He's not a running back, not a receiver. So it kind of makes sense for him to think about this. But when you're thinking about a possible position change, a couple things go into your mind. Number one, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense for G. Scott Jr. to go from wide receiver to tight end. What are the variables? What are the intangibles? What is a learning curve? What about his own body? These are all things that we'll discuss in the very next segment in regards to that particular individual. Demario McCall, timing is everything. You have a sophomore or redshirt. You have a sophomore in G. Scott Jr. And Demario McCall is a grad transfer or basically a sixth-year senior. I'm trying to figure out all these different technical terms to call him. He's a sixth-year senior. Last year was his fifth year. Got an extra year of eligibility due to the Rona. And here we are. Demario McCall is still an Ohio State Buckeye football player. So, yes, there are some good things that go into this. There are some bad things that go into this. But all in all, it could be a win-win for everybody involved. For Scott, he wants to get on the field. For McCall, he wants to get on the field. How is he going to do that? Possibly a position change. And this is a time to attempt to do so. You get a few months. This is April. So you have May, April. May, June, July, August. Right before the beginning of the season. So you get all those months to work with your footwork. The footwork is different from receiver to tight end and receiver to cornerback. You get all that time to learn the plays. You get all that time to work on your craft. All that time to figure out how to read a different position, how to react at a different spot on the field. You get all of that time to do those things, and the timing could be perfect. Is it too little, too late? Does it make sense for them to go down this road? These are all things that maybe you may have thought about. I saw on the Twitter, the people are saying G. Scott Jr. at tight end. Hoo-hoo, that's amazing. Yeah, it would be. There are a few details about him going to receiver that have me a little cautious, at least right now. Long-term, might work out. But short-term, immediately, spring game ball, if we see him there, I don't know how productive it'll be right off the bat. Why, you may ask? Stick around. You'll find out. But first, check this out. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and even the NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. And guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag or on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, go to betonline.ag or on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Bet Online, your online sports book experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. If this is your first time listening or watching the podcast, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time watching or listening to Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome back. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes, the new YouTube channel. Go there, subscribe. You can get the show there via video, WKYC, their YouTube page. Get the video there. Or WKYC.com also has a video of the show. The show is expanding, reaching more people. Subscribe so you don't miss a beat, because Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. Position changes, they're good. They can be amazing. Timing is everything. We'll go with the younger, then go to the older. Sometimes you say older first or let the elder go first, but I want to spend a little time with G. Scott Jr. first, 6'3". The roster that I saw said 210 pounds. That was the official roster that Ohio State put out, the spring roster. I have seen him say that he's doing everything to maintain 215. I've also read that he has said he is a few Big Macs away from 225. So I don't know when the official weight was put out. I don't know how much weight he has gained during spring practice. I don't know if 225 is tomorrow, today, 5 weeks from now. I don't know. But I do understand there's a difference between 210, 215, to 225. However, 6'3", decent height, but you're playing Big Ten football. You're playing football with the big boys. Tight ends, they have to do something that's a little word called B-L-O-C-K, block. 225 against 280, against 290, against 240, that's quick. Against 235, that's quick and stronger than you. 225 frame, not that hot to me. 215 frame, not too hot to me. 210 frame, not too hot to me either. Now, one thing I say about him, and I want to start on him first, is because if G. Scott Jr. goes down this route and he says, I want to stick at tight end, I think it's going to be good. I think Kevin Wilson can teach me how to block on the line of scrimmage. I think there will be plays that will be different from what we have seen last year that can help me. Will he be a Shannon Sharp-esque tight end? We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I'm not sure. But G. Scott Jr. going this route at the young age that he is, let's just say there's two, maybe three more years of G. Scott Jr. He goes to tight end this year. He's more prevalent or more prominent in the offensive scheme next year. Long-term goal, long-term-wise, this could make sense. But as I have seen on the Twitter, and I don't chime back and I don't talk back and I don't get in long disputes, at least not yet, with many of you on the Twitter in regards to what your thought process is or analysis is about the team, that may start soon. Because I was very cautious about this move here for G. Scott Jr. Yes, a position change, I understand that. But, buddy, you are small for a tight end. Not just in the Big Ten football. Football in general. You are small. The positive about this is there's two of them. One, he has time to get to build the muscle, to get stronger. Not put on fat, but put on the muscle to bulk up and to get a whole lot stronger so that when he comes out there to block, because he will be on the line, not right up on the line or one step back, he will be somewhere right there in a two-point stance. What will happen when that happens? I think his weight will be up. I think he'll figure out ways to block the defenders because blocking for tight ends in Ohio State's offense is very, very important. But also, there will be different wrinkles with the offense, the offensive scheme, play calling that G. Scott Jr. at tight end could really help them and aid them move the ball down the field. One of the things that I have been very critical of when it comes to Ohio State's offense is their lack of use with the tight end. So if I'm a tight end or if I'm a player at Ohio State, yes, we know Cade Stover did it. I think he'll be just fine. I honestly think he'll be just fine. But I am a little hesitant to say you want to go from a position that's very productive and you want to go to a spot that's not very productive at all, really only got utilized properly in one game last season. Hope it makes sense. I hope it works out. I truly hope it works out. The long-term effect of this, I'm more okay with this one, or it makes more sense long-term. If it was a short-term thing like DeMario McCall where you're about to be out of here after 1 year, I would have said, nah, buddy, stay where you're at. Don't do that, or go to defense. Don't try and go to tight end from right now to the fall. No, don't do that. But I'm not calling the shots. This is just me. When it comes to DeMario McCall and him going from wide receiver or running back, whatever spot you would have put him at, possibly going to cornerback, two words come to my mind. About time. If I am McCall and I saw what Ohio State had last year, and the lack of experience in the secondary, and you see you have a Seven Banks, you have a Sean Wade, you have a Marcus Williams, and you have guys there that are there, but Wade's the only experienced one. We kind of knew but going into the season that Seven Banks was going to be the other starting cornerback, but there's so much that goes in to just being a newcomer, and McCall knows college, knows how to read, knows a few things that the other guys don't know about playing in college football. Last year to me would have been the year. But the transition for him from wide receiver to corner, I think it won't be as difficult as you might think. His body doesn't have to change. 5'9", 195. He has the speed. He already has the mind of a receiver, and he knows what wide receivers and offenses are thinking, maybe via formations, maybe via terminology, keywords that they say. He knows all that stuff. So he can already know, hey, buddy, I remember you. Hold on. No, dude, look, it's like, you ain't been hired here before. Yeah, I know, but I've been looking at you for the past couple years. I know your move, maybe better than you know your move. I got you here. So it's kind of a head game that he could play with these young men. But for McCall, it's maybe a little bit about time. I don't want to say too little too late, because I do think with the injuries that Ohio State has had and the ability that Ohio State has had to really just find a way to plug people into these holes, for McCall, the only thing that comes into my head, about time. And I think I'm higher on this one than G. Scott Jr. in the immediate future. I think McCall could stay there the entire season. Scott Jr., will he stay there the entire season? Or will he go back at wide receiver? I don't know. But one thing, I'll close out with this with Scott Jr., and one thing that I like about him staying at Ohio State, even though there's so much competition in the Ohio State wide receiver room. In college basketball, there are over, I believe the number I saw was 1,145 people in the transfer portal. Now, that was over last weekend. I believe it was Friday. There have been a lot of people that were in the portal that have committed to play at other places. One of them we'll talk about tomorrow in regards to the basketball team. So, I get it. You want to leave. Some guys want to leave just because they want a new spot. Some guys are, a lot of guys are in there because they don't want to compete for a spot at all. They don't want to compete. They say, oh, the road's too rough. The terrain is not up to par for where I want to be. I'm going to be gone on the first thing, smoking out of town. So they're in the transfer portal, 1,100 people, and the season just ended. That's a lot. A lot. And Scott Jr. had every right, and in his own ability, he could have gone there. He could have gotten to the transfer portal, not lost a year of eligibility, gone somewhere else, and played wide receiver. But he didn't say, no, coach, I'm going to be gone. I think it's best for me to transfer. He said, coach, help me learn a new spot. I want to stick here at Ohio State. This is a special place. I understand the wide receiver room, it's loaded. But I want to stay here, and I'm going to do the difficult thing, which is not transferring out. I'm going to learn a new position. You can transfer out and learn a new offense, stay your own wide receiver spot, and kill, absolutely kill. He said, coach, I want to stay right here in Columbus. I like that mentality. I like that. That's a battle. That's a consistent battle. That's grinding of the gears in your brain and your mind. Scott Jr., I like that thought process. You know what else I like, guys? We had the first player in Ohio State in the 2021 calendar year lose his black stripe. Who is it? Stick around to find out. But first, check this out. There's a good chance you are someone like me that loves, and I absolutely mean loves, a good protein bar. You know, the one that hits the macros and fits your diet just right and tastes like a candy bar as well. Well, guys, we've heard about Built Bar. They're not going anywhere. Built Bar is a spot for you when it comes to finding the perfect or ideal protein bar for you. And, well, we can help you save some money with them as well. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. They'll help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bars, and they're also great for the keto diet. And with a purchase at BuiltBar.com, you'll get a free cooler. Now, those are only available while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON20, LOCKEDON20, and you will get 20% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON20, and you will get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. It's April, and the Locked On NFL Network of podcasts is shifting into draft mode. April 19th through the 23rd for the ultimate 2021 mock draft, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, and Michael Lombardi. Find out who trades up, who trades back, and who selects the next young star. Stay tuned for more info about where you can find the ultimate 2021 mock draft. Before we close out this show today, we're going to kind of lay out the rest of the week, or the next couple of days. Over the next couple of days, I'm going to do something that I have been teasing for a while, but I believe the next couple of days will allow me to go on this journey. tomorrow and Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be going over what I call, should it be a one-year transfer? Is that the best route to go at the end of a season? Or should you go with a two- or three-year project, a recruit out of high school? Basketball season, basketball team. I know it's football mode, but there are questions that the Ohio State basketball team has in regards to the roster. What is the best route to go for that roster, for that team? We'll discuss that over the next 2 days. Black Stripe Alert. Anytime I see a Black Stripe Alert on Twitter, your boy gets happy, gets excited. Because I know one young man is officially a Buckeye. Now, this young man we're going to talk about today to close out today's show, Jacob Cowan. Let me say, Jay, I don't know who that guy is. I haven't heard about him before. Redshirt freshman, 6'4", 280-pound defensive tackle. Listen to that D-tackle. Came out possibly going to be a defensive end, but listen to that D-tackle at Ohio State, number 93, at a Providence Day School in Charlotte, North Carolina. Rated as a four-star prospect by every major scouting service, a top 150 recruit nationally, the nation's number 15-ranked D-tackle by 24/7 Sports. And as I said earlier, projected as a DN, but currently listed as a defensive tackle. So you might be thinking, Jay, why is something so interesting about this young man? Losing his black stripe this early, what happened with him? Well, Cowan was on the team last year. He ended up being an early enrollee, missed all 8 games last year, was listed as unavailable for all 8 games last year due to injury. Injured, Ohio State tradition, you're not going to lose your black stripe if that's the condition that you're currently in. Not a knock, just the rule and the standard that has been set. So Mr. Cowan hasn't lost his black stripe, but now he has. And early on in spring practice, I think a week and a half in, losing the black stripe, it's amazing. I like this a lot. A few interesting things about Mr. Cowan that I think Buckeye fans will grow to enjoy. One, some stats from his high school career. He had 72 tackles, 14 TFLs or tackles for loss, 10 sacks, 20 QB hurries, 4 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery, and 1 touchdown in 2008 as a junior. He also had 57 tackles, 17 TFLs, 12 sacks, 37 quarterback hurries, 3 forced fumbles, and 1 interception his senior year in high school. He earned All-Conference, All-State, and All-American honors as well. He helped Providence Day and head coach Adam Hastings win the NCISAA State Championship in 2019. Another thing, we talk about position changes and how this may roll with him. He played the end and tight end at Providence Day School. So will he stay at D-tackle? Will he be up D-end? Will he be going to the tight end side? I don't know. 280? Don't think he'll be going back to the other side of the ball. But as we have seen, recently with the Ohio State defensive line, if you can play multiple positions, if you can go inside, I don't know why I went outside first with my hands and inside. If you can go inside or outside, inside or in outside, that's ideal for this front. And this young man, going from what he did in high school to what we believe or hope he can do as a Buckeye right now. One, first thing, lose your black stripe. Check it off the board. Number two, find your role and dominate. Find your role and dominate. It's the same thing I would say about so many other athletes that come to Ohio State to play football. Find your role and dominate. And on that note, we're going to wrap up today's show. Guys, this is fun. This is a lot of fun today, getting back into the groove. New YouTube channel. More people can watch the show. More people can view the show. My suggestion, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Search Locked On Buckeyes. Find the channel. Subscribe to it. Help the show grow. You may be somebody like me that's an audio podcast person that listens to it. I have already subscribed to it myself. I suggest you do it as well. At least let's help the show grow, and grow. Guys, you guys can always follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Send your emails to me, jstevens317@gmail.com. 5-star reviews, follow the review section on Apple with 5-star reviews. Come back tomorrow, come back Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, every day of the week. Locked On Buckeyes has you covered. keeping you up to date with what's going on with your Ohio State Buckeyes.